Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Eric Zimshow Podcast. Patreon bonus is happening now. So what the fuck happened with Diddy there? You know, I mean, by the way, when was the last time we really heard about that guy? What the hell is he doing? You know, some of these guys, they get so rich and then they stop doing what got them famous in the first place. Jay-Z, Diddy, these guys that, I mean, they're probably doing something, but I sure as hell don't hear about it. I'm not exactly in the orbit of Jay-Z and Diddy. I think they kind of just get super rich and then put it on cruise control. Can you imagine, before we get to that, I don't have a lot of information other than the guy's fucking house got raided. Can you imagine having so much money that you really don't have to do anything that challenges you? You don't really have anything dramatic in your life. You're just so goddamn rich. It almost seems like you might not be able to appreciate when you do something that's, let's say you go on you're a guy who works 9 to 5 and you save your pennies and you go on a trip for 2 weeks to a faraway place, how exceptional that would be and how you would relish in it and just have so much fun and be so appreciative of it. Meanwhile, to a guy who's so filthy rich, that's just another day at the office. It doesn't even faze them. They don't have time to actually, or they're no ability to appreciate it because that's their every fucking day, you know? I don't know. I mean, I guess it could be great. I guess if you, as soon as you forget, that where you're from, you know, I think then it's no fun. Bob writes, but aren't you rich, Mr. Hot Tub? Well, of course I am. I mean, you can't be filthy rich unless you have a hot tub. Everybody knows that. That's like the most unattainable thing there is on the planet. A hot tub. But I guess Diddy was two of his homes got raided. And there's raided by Homeland Security. Not a lot of information on this deal, but there was an enormous police presence. It was like a joint effort on two different spots, Florida and California. An ongoing investigation. I keep hearing human trafficking. Connected to a federal human trafficking investigation. It's unclear if the rapper is the target of the federal agent's investigation. Now, that could mean a lot of things. I mean, most people think when they hear human trafficking, they picture like that fantasy movie Sound of Freedom, where people are getting nabbed off the street, and the next thing you know, there's like two dicks in their ass. But it could be, you could have just like illegal workers and be charged with human trafficking. Okay, yeah, come to work for me. And then you come to work for the guy, and then they're like, I don't like you, senor. Oh, you're being trafficked. You're, oh, my God. So I think that term kind of like equates to a lot of different things. You don't have to have two dicks in your butt to be trafficked. Representatives of Combs did not immediately respond to Fox News' digital request to comment. Douglas Wigdor, a lawyer for Diddy's ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, told the outlet, "We will always support law enforcement. when it seeks to prosecute those who have violated the law. Yeah, sure. Diddy's ex-girlfriend's lawyer is going to say that. Sounds like she's jilted. Hopefully, this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct. Yeah, I think lawyer there is putting the cart in front of the horse. In November, ex-girlfriend sued Diddy over allegations of rape and abuse. Okay, well, she's like, all right, I've had enough. I put my foot down. She accused Diddy of raping her in her own home, enduring over a decade of his violent behavior and disturbed demands, and forcing her to have sex with male prostitutes while he watched and filmed. Well, maybe they're not putting the cart over the horse, in front of the horse. Maybe this is what this whole thing is about. I don't think it has to do with illegal workers at this point. God damn. The R&B singer also alleged Diddy punched, beat, kicked, and stomped on her. So, filed the suit and then started informing whoever would listen, and then enough to open the investigation, and then they fucking strike. Mr. Combs vehemently denies these offensive and outrageous allegations. For the past 6 months, Mr. Combs has been subjected to Ms. Ventura's persistent demands of $30 million under the threat of writing a damaging book about their relationship, which was unequivocally rejected as a blatant blackmail, Diddy's lawyer said. Despite withdrawing her initial threat, Ms. Ventura has now resorted to filing a lawsuit riddled with baseless and outrageous lies, aiming to tarnish Mr. Combs' reputation and seek a payday. All right, so there's that. But this is a criminal allegation that is being made about him. Not from her. Well, she's filing a civil suit, but the cops are looking into Diddy with these raids. So it isn't for sure whether or not these two deals are connected. Maureen says, Diddy hold her prisoner? Why did she stay for a decade? Great question. Look at this arm. God, this fucking wound. Second degree burn minutes before I started the new radio show last week. Now it's healing, starting to itch. God damn. That was crazy. I'm sitting going, I'm going to kill 100 eggs, man. Holy shit. I want to play a game with you. I have on the radio show tomorrow, I have a pair of tickets to give away to see Motley Crue coming to the local casino, Soaring Eagle or whatever the fuck. And I thought about playing a game. And I have that AI program that separates the bass, the melody, or I guess guitar, the voice, and the drums. And I got to thinking, if I can, you have to identify what song I'm playing. That's the idea here. You have to identify what song I'm playing after just hearing one of those four parts. Now, if I play the guitar on this song, you're going to be able to figure it out real quick. All you have to do is know, oh, I know what song that is, because it's obvious. If you play the vocals, it's easy to figure out too. Drums, not so much. Bass, not so much. So you're the test audience. Because I don't know if I want to go through with it yet. Because it might be too difficult. Nobody may call. The bit just might suck. So, all right. Hey, welcome to Q100. And I got these Motley Crue tickets to give away. All you have to do is identify the Motley Crue song after I've used my Eric Zancho Insane Asylum artificial intelligence technology to isolate the bass from the drums, from the vocals to the music. Like, for example, on this song, here is audio of just the bass. I'm sorry, just the drums. I'd fix that. Pretty simple. Can you identify that song by just the drums? Of course you cannot. How about just the bass? Can you identify this song by just the bass? Ryan says you should have tested this with Trump. He would think you're live on Q100. Here's the bass. Tell you what, I'll add the drums to the bass. Can you identify what Motley Crue song this is? It's a very popular song. All right, you have to get it now. Yeah, I know you can hear Vince singing. Maureen asks, is that a Motley Crue song? I said that, goddammit. Adam, Nick picked it. I'm guessing they picked it only when I had my bass going and the drums. I think that's kind of fun. I actually enjoy that. Linda says, okay, when you do it tomorrow, I'll call. What time? No, you're disqualified. You cannot participate. Now you can play. I like the fact that I love that program, that splitter. I just want to hear. Let's fuck around with this some more. Here's just the guitar. Great riff.
If she don't get her way, she'll slash you about. Now she's a cool, cool black. She'll move like a cat.
Yeah.
If you don't get her game, well, you might not make it back. She's got the looks that kill.
I can do this all day.
She keeps the motor clean. Ooh, and believe me, she's a number 13.
What do you say there? She's only 13? Anyway, I don't even know if I'm going to use it yet or do it because I'll probably fuck it up and everybody will hate me and it'll sound like shit. Patrick says, nice, some bonus Tune Man. Oh my God. Maureen says, I asked before you said it. I'll never win because I don't know any Motley Crue song. All right. Anyway. In Moscow, so the four wackos go into the Russian concert hall, armed with machine guns, and just start spraying the crowd. Hundreds injured, 130 massacred. They are four, I guess, Islamic terrorists. You know, that's the thing. Whenever everybody says, they're Islamic terrorists, you know, Islam is not just Middle Eastern. It's people from all different walks of life who practice this fucking wacko version of Islam, which requires you to kill people. I'll never ever understand it. When I first heard the story, I thought, oh my God, are the Ukrainians going crazy and infiltrating concert halls in Moscow? No, it has nothing to do with Ukraine. But I talked about this on the free show. You know, there's nothing in place to keep these criminals, these terrorists, protected. It's not like in Moscow you have the right to a fair and speedy trial, and you're just, you know, basically held in a cell and given, you can bail out, or you can get three meals and a bed and a shower every day. No. In Moscow, you get the fuck beat out of you. The one guy, these dudes are all in age range from 32 to 19. One of the dudes, when he was hearing the charges in court, was not awake. He was unconscious. Another dude had his ear off. Like, there was no more ear there. They ripped his goddamn ear off. The rest of them are beaten so severely, their faces look like monkey bread. Now, I'm here for this. This is like so fucking great. That's what you do. We need to adopt these barbaric strategies to people who break the law here. It should be you have the right to an ass kicking only. The rest, who knows what happens? It might happen, it might not, where you get a fair trial. Who knows? You know? The headline, four men charged in Moscow concert hall attack bearing signs of severe beatings. My God. This is an image of the guy who's completely unconscious. Nick writes, they went Mr. Blonde on the one guy. That's a great reference. What the fuck is the name of that movie? Mr. Blonde was, God damn it. And I remember the actors. They're playing that classic rock song. Stuck in the middle with, no, 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 no. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle. Cutting the guys. Oh my God. Oh, I forgot the guy who made the movie. He's super famous. The guy who made the movie makes all sorts of great movies. That's it. Reservoir Dogs. The fuck is that guy's name? Christopher Nolan. That dude who makes all those great movies that I love, and I cannot remember his fucking name. Joe, we saw him at the airport on the way to Maine. He was in the goddamn terminal in Chicago, and Joe went up to him. I do this all the goddamn time. John Midgley says Quentin. Oh, my God! Tarantino, yes! Christ, shit! Joe, why does that guy look just like Quentin Tarantino? Because it is. I go, holy fuck. He was reading Fangoria with his girlfriend in the terminal. Going to Portland, Maine, of all places. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am. So here's this guy. That is whatever Russian Islamic name. The men were tortured during interrogation. This guy showed signs of heavy bruising, including swollen faces. Some other guy, I can't pronounce, heavily bandaged ear. Russian media said Saturday that one of the suspects had his ear cut off during interrogation. Yes! Now, this is something I can get behind. Can you imagine if in the U.S., like the guy, Ramzi Youssef, he's the fucking idiot who tried to blow up the Trade Center years before those motherfuckers ripped it down with the planes. He set the goddamn rental car down in the basement, blew it up, people died, building did not come down. That guy's still in prison. And nothing, I mean, you arrest him, and then, you know, whatever. In the U.S., the guy, he can probably sue. Write a book, teach a class, OnlyFans, whatever, it doesn't matter. In the U.S., he can probably get away with it. I take it back, he's in a supermax prison. Probably that one in Florence. But in Russia, the things they do to you, my God. You remember that one guy that, I think in North Korea, it's the same thing. They returned that one guy to us, and he was just a shell of a human, and he died as soon as we got our hands on him. That's what they do to you in Russia. Yeah, I can just imagine how fun that would be. Not fun, like I love to hurt people, but if you remember how charged up we were after 9/11, we wanted vengeance. And if you think about it, men, women, and children are slaughtered in a concert hall by these wackos. How badly the beatings will be on these fucking idiots. As well as they should, frankly. My God. Well done to Russia. Okay. Closer to home. Springfield, Michigan. Don't know where. There was supposed to be a Calhoun County, so I think this is another one of those communities. Calhoun County is kind of fucked up. There are fucked up portions of Calhoun County, and it's got to be this one. Okay, so they're doing an Easter egg hunt. Okay, typically you should probably do it on Easter or Easter weekend, but they did it there this past weekend. Valley View Elementary School is the scene. All they got to do, lay the Easter eggs on the ground. Kids go pick them up. You're out of there 45 minutes later. Okay, great. Let's do the Easter egg hunt. Awesome. There was a dispute as a dude and a chick had a disagreement. And that led to another family member intervening. Guy number one says, fuck you, and stabs the guy who tried to, you know, get these two to stop. Hey, knock it off. There's kids everywhere. All we got to do is the Easter egg hunt. Guy number one pulls out a knife and cuts the dude. Sheriff shows up. Deputies were able to convince the 36-year-old to drop the knife and arrested him. He was jailed for aggravated assault. The victim was treated at the scene for cuts. Will be okay. The sheriff's office said no children had arrived yet for the Easter egg hunt when the stabbing happened. Now you're like, okay, this must be these two hate each other. Maybe they had a relationship in the past. Maybe they're divorced now, fighting over a child. It's a custody issue. Who knows what? And then third person in says, look, we got to stop this. No. It's not that at all. According to the police, the problem arose because the dude and the chick were arguing about how to place the eggs appropriately for the Easter egg hunt. So the guy was like, no, no, no. We really got to hide them. And she's like, they're little kids. We got to, you know, if some of the egg is showing, no big deal. We don't want to be here forever. And he's like, God damn it, no. We got to hide these things. And he's really working hard to hide the goddamn eggs. And then this escalates to a, you know, this is a very normal thing in Michigan. That's what people here fight over. Things like this. And then he's like, look, just let her do it. Let her hide the eggs the way she wants. We can get out of here. Fuck you, knife. Boom. That's it. It's over. That's what people do around here is they stab each other over Easter egg hunts. My God. Can you imagine when you're in front of the judge how embarrassing to hear on the record? We understand you stabbed so-and-so after he tried to break up the fight as to where the Easter eggs will be. Hiding the Easter eggs. That's what you're fighting over. My God, what an asshole. Jesus Christ. By the way, something entirely different. I just saw a headline and it has piqued my interest. I talked to you earlier in the week about the saga of the baseball player Shohei Ohtani. And he's the guy that has signed this contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's arguably the best player in baseball and easily the most interesting. Like, everybody loves Ohtani. And then the word came out that his interpreter had stolen a bunch of his money to pay gambling sites. And Sarah was like, poor Ohtani. And then now the interpreter is saying, I take that story back. Because he had said initially that Ohtani had nothing to do with it. And now it's looking a little bit like maybe he did have something to do with it. And there's a little bit of drama swirling around as to whether or not Ohtani was involved in gambling, which is the cardinal sin in baseball. I don't know the exact rules about it. Patrick might be able to help me out. I think he knows a little bit more about baseball than I do. But, okay, if this has something to do with and being involved in illegal gambling, we need look no further than Charlie Hustle. Now, Charlie Hustle bet on baseball, Pete Rose. And so if this goes the way it may, holy fuck, you got the biggest name in baseball. Right after he inks a massive record-setting deal with the Dodgers. And now shit is saying it could, I mean, things are going down. The interpreter, Mizuhara, walked back his version of events, saying that the Dodger star was an unknowing victim taken advantage of by him. So now we've got a little he said, she said as to what's happening here. And Ohtani is like, oh no, I never did this. And now the interpreter is being, baseball has opened up an investigation. And this could explode and ruin everything for him, which would be remarkable. It'd be an incredible fall from grace if that's the case. But we shall see. Your old pal EZ, busy as usual. I start another podcast in 28 minutes with a fantastic talent by the name of Christian Blatt. If you want to watch it, who are these broadcasters? It is available live. If you're on YouTube, you go to Who Are These Podcasts. Go to that spot on YouTube, and we will be live there right at 2 for another edition of Who Are These Broadcasters. Well, that is it for this. Thank you, as always, for being here and checking it out. I'm very fortunate to have you part of the show. I'll talk to you. If I don't catch you on Who Are These Broadcasters, I'll talk to you tomorrow, either on the radio or right here. And, you know, I'm on the radio on Big 101.3 for the next 2 weeks, too. I haven't even mentioned that. Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. I might even average $150 a week doing radio. Have a good one, folks. Thank you. Till next time. Bye-bye. Eric Zane Show Patreon bonus podcast is happening right now. Today was the first day that I did the radio show and did not have to enlist help. And if you hear a weird noise right now, O'Neill is chewing on a bone, and it's quite loud. I don't even know if he should be chewing on that. He's got a tooth that doesn't like that. The vet will get so pissed at me. Don't break your tooth. The first day, I didn't have to call, like, my emergency phone a friend since I started this radio show a week and 3 days ago. This guy named JJ walks me through it. Okay, push that button. Push that button. And now I'm starting to get it, you know? So today I just woke up, turned on all these fucking monitors, hit all these buttons over here, and plug this shit here, and hit this and hit that, and did my little test, and I could hear, I could see that everything's looking good. I'm in business. Let's do the radio show. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. There is a concern that I had that I kept to myself, obviously. Oh. Maureen writes, Eric, I think Linda's meeting was at noon. She'll be done at 12:30. Oh, that's too bad. I thought she was starting at 12:30. That's why I rushed. I would have waited, but I guess I misunderstood. Well, she'll have to catch up because I'm on a roll and nothing's stopping this train. The thing about this type of radio station is, we encourage the requests. We encourage the deep album cuts. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, what if I don't play it? I wonder what happens in that regard. Is it, does the jock, in this case me, get a lot of heat for that? Yeah, so Ryan says, I want to hear the damn story. I'm telling it. She's going to have to wait. So I haven't had that yet. Like, hey, you didn't play my song. Now, you know, honestly, you can only play so many in a four-hour show. Shift, I should say. So I do what I can, and I would say I play more than I don't. So if like 30 requests come in, I'll probably play 15. But this was unique. I saved the material. That's so I can read off of it directly. When I there's little things that can happen along the way. And right now, as of leading into today, there was no one on the list. Now, I keep a list. And if you're on the list, it's not good. Podcast-wise, there is no one currently on the list. Okay, despite Ashley getting asshole of the day today, she's not on the list. You got to work hard. Well, you got to work a little bit to be on the list. There's my personal life list. There's my friends and family list. There's all sorts of lists. And if you're on the list, I've got a problem with you. And 9 times out of 10, I keep it to myself. And then over time, you work your way off the list just by attrition. It just happens magically. You're on the list, you're off the list. This guy's on the list. I don't see in the foreseeable future how he'll be off the list. This person sent me a text. Good morning, EZ. How are you doing today? First thing in the morning, 5:47 in the morning, before I even started my goddamn show. I wish to request, if possible, that you could please not talk over the intro and outro of songs. Thanks. Now, before I get to my response, just know that I was very, I'm not going to be standoffish with this person. Again, I'm in a work environment, and these people have a direct pipeline to my bosses. So I just, if there's anybody that I'll either just not say anything or just try to like, just try to accommodate them to some degree. Now, to be fair to me, when I talk over music, I might punch and roll. So I'll hit the beginning of a song that is fit for me ramping it. But I don't talk to the post unless it's a super short intro. If it's an 8-9 second intro, I'll talk over it and hit the post flawlessly every time. If it's a longer intro, I might just talk over the first few seconds of it. If the song's winding down, starting to fade, I'll talk out of it. If it's a cold start, I won't. If it starts with vocals cold, I won't talk over it. If it starts with a boom like that, I might also punch and roll. If it ends cold, I will not talk over it. I'll talk right out of it, right after the beat. There is a method to the madness. And it's just my style. This gentleman says, don't do that. Please refrain. Now, him just suggesting that, right away, that pushes buttons on me. Okay? Just like I don't like people telling me to move on, next topic, telling me what to talk about, telling me what to do on my show. This pisses me off too. So I'm like, okay. So I'm right away defensive. What do I write? Oh, man, that's my thing. Safe, easy. Dude writes, I was afraid you were going to say that. It gives me 80s flashbacks when I would record songs off the radio. It's okay for top 40, not for rock. Casey Kasem, you ain't. Short time passes. I go on the air and play a song by Great White, an older song. And I said, this is from Great White's debut album. Well, apparently I had gotten that wrong, and this same guy reaches out to correct me, which is fine. Easy. Actually, Face the Day is from Great White's second album, Shot in the Dark. Thank you for not talking over the intro when you played it. It's a pet peeve of mine. Now, so he thinks that I didn't talk over the intro to the Great White song because he suggested it to me. Well, I don't want him thinking that. And the reason why I didn't talk over the Great White intro is because it's not a song that's good to talk over. There's a reason for it. I'm not just doing it because I want to. Well, I mean, it is, but you don't do it to all the songs. There's a right time and a wrong time. I actually know what I'm doing. And I wrote, oh, damn, my bad. Then I wrote, I'm not going to lie. I talk over intros and outros. I don't want to give you the impression that I'm not going to do it because I didn't over that one song. And that's what I wrote. So I'm not, you know, stringing him along or anything like that. I'm being totally honest. I thought I was being fair. A little bit of background. Chris says, and you were personal witness to the great Leno Kelly. You know how to ramp a damn record. By the way, this came up because some radio stations are sensitive to it. I made this, I approached JC, the boss. I go, hey, how do you feel about if I talk, there's music playing over the intro or the outro? He goes, I don't care. I go, okay, cool. Because it's up to you. Doesn't matter. You see, Tyler's trouble. He writes, next time you're hitting a post, make sure you dedicate that song to him. Yeah, you see, I don't know if we want to blend worlds here. This is an Eric Zaytunian world. And with that type of influence, that's really putting an Eric Zane spin on it, Tyler. Hello, Megan. Thank you for sending me videos of the raccoon. She sends me videos of this domesticated raccoon, their sister and brother, that sleep in drawers. They're fantastic. Anyway, I digress. So I sent him the text saying, yeah, dude, I am going to talk over to them. This is where it gets weird. Did they know about your compulsion before they hired you? Just for fun, one day when you know JC, the boss, is listening, play his favorite band, Roxy Music, and talk over the intro. And I wrote, will do. That's the last I spoke to him. He said, be sure to first update your resume. Then he follows it up with, I spoke to JC on Friday after your first week. I told him you were trying to persuade him about the Longwood-Houston basketball game. What I didn't tell you that I told him was that I mentioned to him about you talking over the intros and outros of songs. JC said he doesn't do that. So I guess he told on me? Is that what he's telling me? Is he telling me that he told on me? This seems passive-aggressive, aggressive-aggressive. Like kind of passive, aggressive, aggressive. You know, so then I'm like, okay, I didn't want to write this, but I'm thinking, I don't like where this is going here. So I kept my mouth shut, which is a miracle. But now he's on the list. Now it's like, you're talking to me about getting fired. You're basically telling me how to do my job. You're telling me that you snitched to my boss about this. You're saying that he said something, but yet I am. So you're implying that now you're going to tell him. There's a lot going on here, I think, unless if you think differently in the chat. There is something happening right here. Is it just me? Am I perhaps reading into this? Or is this getting douchey? Chris says, WTF. Stevie says, oh my God, this guy has way too much time on his hands. Chris says, sounds like a real great guy or a zaniac. Adam says, is this person some random Northern Michigander? Patrick says, it seems like a real weirdo. Chris says, is it Pellerito? Stevie says, so what's his big fraud Zane nickname? Ryan says, you are not reading into it. Patrick says, probably best you completely ignore him. That's what I'm going to do. I think that's going to piss him off. And that's okay, because I haven't done anything at this point. All I've done is tell you about it and interacted with him politely. Paul says, either a real douche or he's on the spectrum. I don't know. But now he's going to know when I ignore him. Like he calls every day he texts in, he wants his song played. And I was playing his songs. He was fine. He was making good suggestions. But right now he's on a list officially. So I can't, by law, I mean, I'm pissed off. I want to fucking strangle him. not the biggest infraction, but it is just kind of weird. Ryan says this is not a podcast listener, right? Correct. I have not spoken about the podcast on the radio. I don't even know if I will. I don't like that cross-pollination. You know, I'm much more loose with the lips, the freedom to say what I want here. I don't know if I'm comfortable inviting people who know Eric Zaytunian, who will, if at best, will only get Zaytunian. There's a lot more Eric Zaytunian on the air than there is Eric Zane. And that's a terrible thing, but that's what the folks signed up for. We had a long conversation about conversations. We had a long conversation about conversations I won't have on the radio. Maureen says, can I ask JC about him if the guy says he talked to him? I don't know what you mean. Can I ask JC about him? How do you know JC? You don't make no sense, woman. Maureen does say, yep, bite your tongue and ignore him. That's what I'm going to do. Again, I wanted to write, well, hey, I don't appreciate this. Go fuck yourself. But I'm not going to do that. This is a bad deal. This is, it's kind of a double-edged sword. The audience has a direct pipeline to the bosses. So I don't dare go full Zane on them. Can you ask JC? Yeah, my opinion on this is I don't open up any Pandora's boxes. If someone wants to go the route of approaching him, that's one thing. I have the receipts. Like I said, I took screenshots of the exchange and I kept it above board. So I did my job at that point. So... and if they were to come up to me and say, yeah, don't talk over the music anymore, that would be different than when we first spoke about it. But I haven't heard anything. I've been talking over music for 7-8 days. Hold on a second. Bruce. I thought he was eating his foot. So it isn't that dramatic, but this is how it goes when you are that involved with the audience. And I prefer it. I like it. I like that I can hear from people who tell me they've never heard a radio station like that, like this ever. There's a guy that lives in Grand Rapids. I should say he lives in Greenville, Michigan. And he heard the station. He heard me, and he put two and two together. He called me this morning. His name is Dave. And he's like, this is an incredible radio station. I go, I know it. I've never worked at one like it. And it seems so simple, but it works. It fucking works. I believe in it. So, at the end of the day, I love doing it. I have a lot of fun just sitting here, interacting on the text. I spend a lot of time researching shit for the podcast, things to talk about, and just literally letting the music be the star. I'm merely an accompanying person. You don't want to try to outshine it for this particular type of radio station. Ryan writes, Jeff Cartwright would be proud of your newfound listener engagement skills, Big Fraud. Exactly right. Cartwright was the GM when the guy called me and said something I didn't like on the air. So I *69'd him and told him to go fuck himself. I almost got fired for that. That was the Army veteran guy. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you and your service. Oh, no. Oh, shit. I'll never forget it. Cartwright goes, here's the bullet going towards your head. And this is what it does. It just grazes your head. I took an $80,000 pay cut. Think about that. $80,000. I told that story recently. The first contract was $160,000, a goddamn king's ransom. It came time for renegotiation. They said, we're not paying you that much. We're paying your old pal Z for my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Wouldn't it be exceptional if you got a gift for that special someone, and when they opened it and took a look at it, they didn't immediately start to forget about it? It's time to up your game and get a fantastic, thoughtful gift with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods were fantastic artisan-type creators, make amazing gifts for you to check out. And it's all in one place, uncommongoods.com. The choices are endless. Go to uncommongoods.com and see what they have to offer. You could get lost on their website just looking at the fantastic gifts, and you'll have to start writing it down. You're like, oh, this person would love this so much. Oh my gosh. All of your shopping will get done just like that. You're welcome. You'll get lost in a rabbit hole of awesomeness at uncommongoods.com. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to uncommongoods.com. And if you use my special code, you will get 15% off of your next gift that you purchase. Uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommongoods.com/Zane. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Paying you $120. I said, all right, I'll take it. I hadn't signed the deal yet. Then I got in trouble. They pulled the deal, crossed out 120, and made it 80. In the course of 2 weeks, it went from 160 to 80. Oh my God. That's as bad. That's twice as bad as when Freebear and Hot Wings offered me north of 40 just to never talk again about working at the radio station. Oh my God. I left $120,000 on the table in the span of less than 2 years. God damn. When you put it that way, it just hurts so much more. Oh, Patrick says that's a lot of hot tubs, man. Fuck. Rumor is Linda is in attendance after her silly meeting. You're going to have to go back and listen to this story. I thought you had your meeting at 12:30. Stupid me. All right. Speaking of people who have way too much money on their hands, the film Titanic, do you remember this scene? Rose is on the door with her life jacket on, staying afloat in the North Sea. Jack is hanging onto the side, and then he eventually succumbs and sinks down to the depths of the ocean. Incredible scene. In reading this article, I didn't realize it was a controversy. People who saw the movie said, well, why didn't he just get on the goddamn piece of wood on the door with her? They said there was more than enough room. This is actually a thing. People are like really upset with James Cameron. These are the same type of people who get pissed off when their local DJ on Northern Michigan radio station speaks over the first 6 seconds of Riding the Storm Out. Well, anyway, that piece of wood is a prop, obviously. They got it from the bottom of the ocean and used it in the movie. That prop of the door that Rose was on went up for auction. This is it. Here's a picture of it right here. That's the door that Rose was on. Some asshole gave $700,000 for this piece of balsa wood. A prop. Can you imagine having so much money that you would spend almost $750,000 on a prop? What's that saying? Rich people and their money soon go separate ways? Out of all the things you could spend your money on, you're so rich, you're going to buy a fucking prop from a movie for $700,000. Now, the only way I could see that this would make sense is if you were like a curator of a Hollywood museum, a Blockbuster Academy Awards museum, and you wanted that as a centerpiece of something to do with the Titanic film. That's the only thing I can think of. Unless if it's just some asshole who has so much goddamn money. Let's just buy that. I feel that way when people buy goddamn jerseys at the hockey games. Like Joe Martinez. He's spent tens of thousands of dollars on jerseys. He's spent more on jerseys than he would if he bought like a new Corvette. I'm not kidding you. Maybe not that. I think Joe has bought15 jerseys from me alone at an average of about $1,400 a pop. Let me call his ass. I'll find out for sure. He usually picks up, what? Asshole. Hey, I got a question for you.
I don't have an answer for you.
I'm podcasting.
Yeah, so?
My question is, how many jerseys have you purchased in your life from the Griffins?
I think I'm like at 65.
I thought it was 15.
What do you mean 15?
Wow, I didn't realize you bought 65.
I mean, you figure on the average in these, well, there's, what, 5 auctions a year?
Okay, all right.
And so you figure 5 times 6 is what, 30? And then on some of them, I've gotten 2 or 3 jerseys at a time. Okay.
Now, if you could, like, on average, of those 65, can we say $700 on average per?
Except for, I'd say about 700 on average.
That's fantastic.
You know, so, I mean, I had a few of them that were a couple, you know, that were up in a $1,500 range.
Right, right. I mean, which one is your prized possession?
My Seider jersey.
Moritz Seider.
Jurassic Park.
Hall of Famer. Going to be a Hall of Famer.
The Jurassic Park one. Remember when that lady yelled at me?
Yep, I remember. You got into like a big fight with her.
Yeah. Stupid lady.
If you were saying something in Spanish that's horrible to her, what would you say to that crazy bitch?
Ah, ese pinche pendeja, estúpida cabrona, no sabes nada, mendiga pendeja.
I love it. Okay. How's your new granddaughter doing?
Good.
Are you just in love again, all over again, huh?
No, just another kid.
Just another kid. All right. Thank you. I appreciate your insight about your jerseys. Hey,
so, you know, what's up? Why are you pissing everybody off this morning?
What are you talking about?
Beach on the podcast.
Oh, and I wasn't there. They were pissing me off. No, they're pissing me off. Ashley's a goddamn troublemaker. Everybody else is getting mouthy and telling me. Yeah, I don't like it when people tell me what to do.
Why not?
I hate that shit. I'm normally very mild-mannered, but if someone starts barking out orders to me, fuck that shit. There's no way.
Oh, man, I was about ready to go off on you in Spanish when you were talking like that. My pinche weight and then...
No way. No way. No, you are an ally.
Hey, did you see that video that I sent you over the other, I think it was last week or the week before, off of Instagram?
Tell me what it was again.
I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was a Mexican family where the son, I believe, where his mother would make him, you know, lunch and everything like that, and then the daughters would come and say, well, where's my lunch? And their mother would tell them, well, there's the stove right there. Go over there and cook it.
And
this other stuff. And then, you know, like, oh, he didn't feel good. So, you know, she would wait on him hand and foot and this and that. And then he told her, he goes, well, I'm going to go out tonight. I'll be back later. And she's like, okay, mijo, you take care of yourself. You know, don't be home too late. And then the two girls were going to go out, and then the mother would say, no, you're not going nowhere. You're going to stay here. And she was telling them that in Spanish, you know what I'm saying? And they were getting mad because they're like, well, how can you let what's the name in that? And he goes, because he's the man of the house, and, you know, this and this and that. So,
yeah, it's culture. I've witnessed this when Jackie was, when we went to Honduras. It's not Mexico, but it's similar style of culture. I witnessed this myself.
Yeah, that's how it is. It's just like that. You know?
I know it. I know it. It's just different. It's just different.
Yeah. So it's cold out here, man.
All right.
Coming back from Cedar Springs. So
enjoy the day. I'm hanging up on you.
Why? I'll see you tonight at the hockey game.
I'll see you tonight.
There's another auction coming up. You know that, right?
I know. And you're going to be there. It's, buying a jersey.
Oh, yeah.
All right. See ya.
All right.
See ya.
See ya. Yep. All right. Bye.
I don't know if I would have told that story if I was Joe. Here in the good old U.S. of A., I don't know if that's going to fly. All right. Let's do the math here. Let's count the next jersey, too. Let's go 66. Yeah, that's a Corvette. That's $46,200. Jerseys. Oh, my God. I didn't have a temper tantrum. I just don't like people telling me what to do. If the quickest way to upset me is to tell me, this sucks, you're boring, move on. I don't like this, move on. It's just, if you really want to drive me up a wall, I will have a goddamn temper tantrum about that. Megan says, I'm kind of sad I missed the free podcast this morning. Stevie says, we have a new listener, Megan, a guy that lives in Japan. Joe just sent me a picture of him with a cigar in his mouth. Right. I'm going to leave it right there. Don't forget, we have a Big Fraud Saturday. Who are these free beers? Followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Now with no nudity. For good. Thank you for checking this show out. I'll talk to you later on. Till next time. Bye-bye. Welcome in. I am so glad you are all here. Yeah, I just got my hair cut yesterday. It's looking fresh. Went a little different. A little shorter on the sides there. I walked into King's Room Barbershop. And there's one gal there that has cut my hair before. Named Gracie. This is another example of EZ forgetting names and faces and embarrassing the shit out of himself. I'm talking about myself in third person, by the way. Every time that I've gone there, I've sat next in Andy's chair. He cuts my hair. There's a nice, sweet little lady. She's very young. Her name is Alex. Alex's dad used to be the tour manager for a band called Pop Evil. Everybody knows who Pop Evil is. Well, his name is Chris. And up until about 4 years ago, he got out of the game. But that's her dad. And I know Iteen. His last name is Iteen. I go, oh, my God, you're Chris's kid. Holy shit, I remember when you were born. So she's like that young. And so I know that she cuts hair right next to Andy from every other time that I've gone there. Andy's not there yesterday, so I walk in, and over in Gracie's spot, and I'm going to get my hair cut by Gracie because she's cut my hair before. So then I'm waiting for her. She's finishing up with her customer. It's now my turn, and she goes, hey, Eric, how are you? And I go, I'm fine. She goes, you remember my name? Apparently, she knows that that's my thing. Now, I know who this is. It's Gracie. In Gracie's spot, there's a name tag right by the mirror. It's a wooden plaque. It says Gracie, and she's cut my hair before. So I go, Gracie, how are you? She has this look on her face, and she goes, come on. I go, what? She goes, it's Alex. I'm using Gracie's spot because my chair's malfunctioning. And I'm like, oh, Christ, shit. I go, look, if it were a normal scenario, I'd get this wrong, but this is fucking false advertising. I felt like a dick. All right, let's get to the real reason why you're all here. Up until today, I've done the show with a sign that says Q100 Michigan over my shoulder. I was very proud of that. I've been very proud of it since it started. I've been so happy. I really enjoy doing the show. And I hear from this sweet lady who is the program director. And she calls me yesterday. And I think the final thing she wanted to say was what she really wanted to say. But she said a lot of things before that. Like, okay, if you need to do this, you need to access this, go ahead and click this. And, you know, just boring stuff. And then one more thing. Take down the Q100 sign in your studio. We don't want it in the background when you're doing your podcast. And I went, uh-oh. And there was a slight pause, and I went, okay, yeah. And then she goes, yeah, it's a little much or something like that. I honestly don't remember because I was kind of like, I panicked. I was like, what just happened? Something not great just happened to me. And I quickly got off. Okay, well, hey, it's great talking. She goes, oh, and I just love the way the show is sounding. She's very polite and nice. And so I think she realized that, you know, that was little rocky, maybe. And then so she said something nice, and I was like, uh-oh. Megan says, uh-oh, the boobies. No, this has nothing to do with that. Shh. Just for once, shh, quiet. Just enjoy the story. I know you're going to love this. Shh, 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 shh. Settle down. It's okay. Deep breaths, little one. Think about raccoons. Think about raccoons. Let Eric, you got your job there, you know, showing people your teeth and being beautiful and being kind and sweet to the customers. Eric got his job. You know, we can do each other's job, but then we wouldn't do it well. So let's just Chris says, eat the popcorn, Megan. Yeah, eat the popcorn. Enjoy the show. Enjoy my story. We're going somewhere with this. So much fun. So then I felt bad. I felt very, very bad. I was like, oh my God, this is fucking terrible. So then my mind starts playing tricks with me, you know, and I just start feeling worse and worse and worse. Diana gets out. I'm driving to get my hair cut. I talk to Diana. I go, hey, this is what's going on. This is terrible. This is just, I just felt like shit. So she says, I would call the boss. Oh, Linda says, so who did you call? I called Linda. I go, you won't believe this shit. So I'm complaining to her. Then first I saw Diana. She wasn't available to talk, so I called Linda. Then I called Diana after. Diana says, call the boss, the number one. Her name is Cheryl. So I'm getting my hair cut. She called. I text. I go, hey, can we talk? I don't want to interrupt. Linda says, VP of advisement, hard at work. I don't know if you recommended I call Cheryl. You might have. I think you were just an ear. I don't recall. It was all a blur. I felt bad. I felt terrible. I was like, these people are fucking embarrassed about me. So, in fact, after they said take down the sign, I took down the sign. And then I went ahead in all my previous Facebook posts that mentioned them or had their logo. I deleted all those. I said, all right, fine, whatever. I'm driving home from haircut. I talked to the boss. I go, so are we okay? Yeah, why? I go, well, you know, I had that conversation. I'm assuming you know about it. And she did. About your sign behind me. And I'll cut to the important part. The important part is I ended the conversation. We ended the conversation and I felt a million times better. I said to her, I go, well, I'll be honest with you. I was a little butthurt about that. And but since I've spoken to you and you've clarified things for me, I don't feel bad at all now. So I'm glad that we were able to do that. We figured it out. And she goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. And at one point I said, be honest. You had never heard anything that I've ever said. Okay, wait, let me back up. This is a funny part. I go, she goes, well, I was talking with Joe, and she, her name is Joe. The lady who asked me to take the sign down, that's Joe Marie. She's a program director. Well, I was talking with Joe Marie, and she said she heard cock. I go, I said cock. She goes, oh, yeah. Now, I don't know the context with it. I go, well, I was probably calling somebody a cock or said he's got a big cock. It was either one or the other. It was either quit being a cock or I bet he's got a big cock. It was probably one of those two. Or I might have said, oh, I wouldn't be surprised if he takes two cocks. Those are all uses of cock that could have happened on the show. Well, I don't know the context of it. Well, I mean, I say terrible shit every fucking day. And then this went on about the sensitivity about this whole escapade, you know. And prior to putting that sign up, Cheryl gave me the sign and said, put this up behind you on your show. Nick has nailed it. Oh, God. And he writes, these rubes, I can't call them rubes, these rubes have never listened to the podcast before. So that leads me to the question. Cheryl, be honest. You hired me, but you never listened to what I say on my podcast, correct? And she goes, correct. And I go, okay. Now this makes sense. She said, Jerry has, that's her husband, but he's not nearly as sensitive about these things as I am, about optics and words like that. I go, okay, all right. Well, then let me ask you this. What's going to happen the day that somebody in the radio station audience discovers what I do and hears me say cock or worse? How are you going? Is that going to impact you in any way? And I thought, frankly, that was a wonderful question. And she said, absolutely not. Two entirely separate things. You have your podcast and you have Q100. Two entirely different things. I go, okay. Well, I'm glad this is happening between us, because that day may come of this exact thing. And so the idea was take down the sign and distance. It's a little distance buffer between us. So there you go. And because I was thinking that they might fall. I actually thought when I was getting the haircut or waiting to get my haircut that I was going to end up getting fired. I was going to get fired over this, because I started to have the realization that they are discovering what goes on my online presence. Stevie says, get that in writing. Linda says, as long as you don't say cock on the radio, it's all good. Megan says, I'm proud of you for calling and asking. Scary, but puts an end to the anxiety. It really did. It was a wonderful conversation. It worked out. At the time, I felt bad. And had I just left it rattle around in my brain, I probably would have started to have like a resentment type of thing. Ryan says, you never know when a Q100 listener stumbles into a breast-filled video podcast. Glad you covered those bases. Kenny says, so on one hand, you've got complainer guy about talking over the music, and then hours later, on the other hand, you were told to take the sign down. What a day. Shit. Patrick says, Toon Man and Big Fraud Zane are two different people for sure. Both great in their own regard. I think that's what it says. The word's covered up. Contextually, I think that's what it says. Patrick, by the way, called up and requested something today. What was it? What was the first song you asked for? Oh, Angry by the Rolling Stones. I go, I just played it a couple days ago. And then he said, okay, how about Land of Confusion by Genesis? And I was like, ah, fuck, that song sucks so goddamn bad. Are you kidding me? Do better. So we went with the acoustic version of Plush by Stone Temple Pilots, and it fit nicely. Big Fraud Saturday will start at 11 a.m. on Saturday. I just confirmed the time. Who Are These Free Beers will commence at that time, and then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Kenny says podcast Zane. Zantunian Radio. Stevie says the video for Land of Confusion is cool. It's with those satanic puppets. The Ronald Reagan puppet. Oh, God. Nightmare fuel. So, honestly, I think they like the show on the radio and don't, and obviously they don't want to be involved in any way with the podcast. But at the same time, Cheryl is like, well, you know, and you can even mention the show on your podcast. I mean, you can even mention your podcast on the radio from time to time. And I'm like, now that to me is a million times more risky than me putting a sign up. So I don't think that's a good, I think it's ass backwards. Because the sign up in here, all that's doing is to my audience telling you about the radio station. You listening to the radio station isn't going to make anyone who doesn't know me aware of me. You see what I mean? So that doesn't add up. If I go on the radio and say, hey, I got a podcast, she's going to be getting a phone call later in the day saying, this motherfucker said cock. This motherfucker hates Trump, God damn it. I'm protesting you, you son of a bitch. I'm going to burn the goddamn radio station down. You motherfuckers, fuck you. Click. Stevie says, if any of the new listeners up north just Google your name, they'll see your podcast. I don't know. So I just do what I'm told. Head down, do what I'm told. And that's fine. I would be really bummed out if this did not work out. Because I like doing it. It's fun. I'm starting to get more comfortable. I'm starting to... Today, I talked the most today. And that's because I'm getting more comfortable. And so I just hope it keeps going on. I would be really, really upset if this did not work out, because I really want this to work out. I like the what the radio station does, what they stand for, what they believe in. It's just cool. It's just a cool fucking radio station at the end of the day. It's a cool radio station to work for. And I enjoy it. I really enjoy it, which is what I had said to you many, many moons ago, that I still like the idea of being on the radio. That's why I was delighted when they said, hey, we'd like you to do it. But that's what happened. They had no, you know, and it's a damn good thing that the ladies did not listen to the podcast, because I might not have had the job in the first place. Linda says, are you going to make up stories like you do on the voice tract in Zane Asylum? Eventually. Those all happen spur of the moment. They just happened. It'll happen. Particularly concerning my pal, JC, the guy who is kind of like my foil on there. That is the husband of the lady I spoke with, Cheryl. He's great. Update on the guy who reached out to me and gave me the business about talking over the music. So, as I detailed with you, I handled him very politely. He basically said he's going to tell on me and threaten me with my job, and said I should get ready to update my resume because I'm talking over the intro of a song or the outro of a song. And I was up front with him, and I said, well, yeah, that's kind of my thing. And he was very upset about that. Well, I ignored it. And but on the text machine that I can access, that message stayed there. And Joe Marie, the one I was telling you about who said take the sign down, she saw the exchange. And she, later in the day, wrote, and the guy got the message, so what if he does talk over the music? So I think, so this, she's defending me. She's doing a little mama bear there. And so yesterday was weird because I had that guy attacking me. And then I had take the sign down. Then I had conversation that made me feel better about taking the sign down. And then today I sat down and I saw that mama bear is now like, so what if he does? Now she's my boss. So I'm like, fuck yes. So she saw how I handled it. And she then went to bat for your old pal EZ. So let's keep track of this. EZ, yesterday, minus sign for negative thing with guy busting me about talking over music. Minus sign for take sign down. Plus sign for nice conversation about the thought process behind the sign. So now I'm still minus one. Sit down today, another plus. Now I'm back at zero. But I'm not done there. The audience members are very active. Like this guy thinks, the guy who was like, hey, quit talking over the music, he thinks he's like runs a joint. There's another person who was one of the first people that ever reached out to me. Goes by the name of Heather. Friendly, funny, easygoing. I guess the guy who was bitching about me knows her. And while my day was going on yesterday, he called her on the phone to say, yeah, EZ's talking over the music. Let's get him. And I don't know that. But she wakes up and she writes this to me. Hey, EZ. I just tried to call the request line, but it went to voicemail. Too much to type, but I want to let you know that a listener reached out to me yesterday about a conversation he had with you. I was pissed. Please know that we don't all share his obnoxious opinions. I told him to stop meddling and not to tell you how to do your job. Again, too much to type, so perhaps I'll catch up with you at Tournament of Rock next weekend. I think you're doing a fantastic job, and I've been enjoying my mornings. Have a great day. All right, so now we're plus one. Oh, my God. So then I wrote, sorry, I missed the call. And then I lied. And I wrote, I don't even recall what you're talking about, LOL. So whatever it was, it must have dissipated like a fart in the wind, LOL. Thank you, though. So I'm hoping it ends there. No! She follows up. It was in regards to talking over intros to songs. She doesn't sound like a dude. He's been whining to me about it for 2 weeks since you signed on. But when he told me that he actually said something to you, I was livid. What the fuck? She writes. Ridiculousness. Besides, it isn't the 90s where we are trying to record a song off the radio and the DJ talked over it. It's 2024 and you don't tell people how to do their jobs. Period. She writes. I love this woman. I wanted to call you yesterday, but I was just walking into work. It bothered me all day. And I knew I had to call you this morning. Okay, sorry for the rant. I'll let you get back to what you were doing. Thanks for the Iggy Pop. So now I'm plus two. Can you believe that? Kenny writes, Eric, serious thought that I had when I heard yesterday's Patreon earlier. Does this guy contact every single DJ on the radio and request that they not do that? I mean, really, it's been like that. Yeah, I don't know. Been like that for a long time on tons of radio stations. What made you feel worse yesterday? Take the sign down or Stu yelling at his dog? They were both pretty bad. I know a lot of people who are pissed off at Stu about yelling at the very old, scared, frightened dog who like won't listen to his podcast now. Ryan says my plus and minuses is almost like Pooh Bear points. Tyler says, what a day. Bob says, just to piss off that guy, play Cliffs of Dover and talk through the whole song. Linda says, there's a tournament of rock? Yes. Sounds like she might be a decent person, Kenny says, even though her name is Heather. Uh-oh. I know what this is. This is Kenny dipping back into his brain from when he... one of his helmeted wives left him. Her name must have been Heather. Stevie writes, Heather takes shit from no one. Linda says, Heather needs to join us on the podcast someday. I don't know. I am scared to death of the cross-pollination between Eric Zane and Eric Zaintunian. I'm not so sure about that. I think O'Neill just started yipping like he's having a dream. Hang on. Okay. His eyes are fluttering. You can see his eyes. My soothing voice must have put him to sleep. Linda says, I think she'd get it. Maybe. But if she did, she'd also tell others who may not. And that's concerning. I think if I can build up enough juice, you know, like the show's, let's fast forward 6 months. Show's making money, everybody's happy, then I would feel less anxious, but anybody can be fired nowadays. Maureen says that might be bad advice from the VP of advisement. Yeah, yeah, I think it is. I think that's not good advice. And I'm looking to you for advice. Kenny says, you're so right about the sign being up on your podcast. Who cares if someone finds the radio station that way? Yeah, I think what they are getting at is, it makes sense, though, now that I think about it. If I do something stupid or say something shitty, like say the word cock repeatedly, apparently, the other radio stations in town that compete with this radio station could say, look who Q100 is slapping their sign show on, or slapping their sign behind this asshole. You know. Ryan says, I got to go to a meeting, folks. Have a great day, Big Fraud. Don't cross the damn streams. Linda says, if she's an easy super fan, she'll probably find it on her own someday. Maybe naturally. Let's let that happen naturally. I need more time. I need more time to build this thing. Where were you when you found out that, let me see if you know who the name is. Are you guys aware of the Hensel sisters? Abby and Brittany Hensel? If you don't know the name, I'm sure you will have seen a picture. Here they are. They are conjoined twins. So you got two heads. And I think, I'm not sure. Because here they are riding a scooter. So there's two heads. Two arms, two legs. Well, one of them got married, and they've been married for years now. These two at a TLC show. I'm sure that was very good. I would be very interested into seeing the life of how these people do what they do. Well, the one got married, and I just have so many goddamn questions. Because I think that's what everybody thinks about. How does sex happen? That's what we want to know. What is going on there? I mean, these two people must be, I think Abby and Brittany are as normal as they come. Despite the fact that they're conjoined twins. These two people must be very, very sound emotionally. Because, goddamn, what a life. I don't think you and I be able to grasp what it's like. And it's just mind-boggling to us. But to them, I'm sure it's just normal. It's as normal as just you being you or me being me. If one wants to walk one way, do they have to, and the other does not? Is there an oddness? Can one person control everything? So I'm sure this is covered in the show, and maybe some of you know this. So like if Abby wants to clap her hands, she can, and then Brittany starts wanting to clap hands too. Is there a fight? Or if Brittany wants the clapping to stop, does it stop? Is there a, you know, if Brittany wants to run and Abby does not, what's going on there? Do any of you have any knowledge on these two? The Hensels are dicephalous conjoined twins, a rare form of partial twinning. With two heads side by side on one torso. They share a bloodstream and all organs below the waist. Abby controls... Oh, my answers are right there. Abby controls the right arm and right leg. Brittany controls the left. Oh my God, is that incredible. Lives were documented on the TLC reality series Abby and Brittany, which followed them as they prepared to graduate from college and later traveled to Europe. People have been curious about us since we were born for obvious reasons, the twins said in the first episode of the 8-part series, according to ABC, but our parents never let us use that as an excuse. We were raised to believe we could do anything we wanted to. How about that? At birth, doctors presented the possibility of separating the twins, but their parents, Patty and Mike, decided no, because there was very little chance that both would survive. They made the right decision. In that same interview, Dad talked about the possibility of marriage one day for Abby and Brittany. At the time, Time magazine reported that they were already asking their father about finding husbands someday. Knowing that other conjoined twins have married, he thought, why not? They're good-looking girls. They're witty. They've got something going for them, except they're together, Mike said. That's all in the People article. The gentleman's name, the lucky guy, is, says Army veteran Josh Bowling, who is a nurse right now and served in the Army. There is a wedding photo on their, how is it that we're just finding out about this? I think I can get an image here. Doesn't let me click on it, so I got to zoom in. All right. There they are. I wish those questions were answered. Is he only in love with one of them? And then there's the intimacy. Does he like put a bag over one person? I'm not even joking. I mean, because that would fucking throw me off. I can't even have sex normally now. We need a Big Fraud Zane interview with them. So many questions. Maureen asks, who controls the vag? This is incredible. This is the type of thing that'll blow your mind. And I know it sounds crass, but maybe that's a turn on. Perhaps both women have orgasms. I don't know about you, because like the dad said, they're both cute. I mean, it's a little fucked up. You're married to a woman with two heads. But if he's taking one vagina to Pound Town, if both women have an orgasm, I think I'm starting to come around to that idea. That's kind of sweet, you know, in a weird kink way. I think these women need to actually just come out and say, yes, we both jizz when so-and-so here is taking us to Pound Town. Stevie says if they get Prego, who is the mom? This is spectacular. I love that this happened. Patrick says, I think if you would date someone who is a conjoined twin, you're probably into it. Patrick says, wasn't there two guys that were conjoined twins and one was gay and the other wasn't? I think I remember that. I think they tried to like, if that's the case, you got to try to like angle your dick like underneath your taint and stick it into your own asshole. Fuck. That's too much, Eric. Come on now. This is why they make you take the goddamn sign down. You're talking about conjoined twins sticking his own dick in his own asshole. That's a lot worse than saying cock. Holy shit. I am so getting fired for jokes like that. All right. That's going to do it for me today. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Big Fraud Zane signing off. Talk to you next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.